We begin today, tonight, the solemn week of the church year called Holy Week, beginning with Palm Sunday and ending with Easter Sunday. The church sets aside this week in a particular way for us to pay attention. Pay attention to the gift that has been given to us, what it is that we are being called to enter into, what it is that God entered into, that we might be called his sons and daughters. And so beginning this day, Holy Week, we start in a simple way, in a lighter way, in a joyous way, a recognition of the awareness of who Jesus of Nazareth is, that they would have understood the people who were laying down their palms and were shouting in exultation at his entrance into Jerusalem. They would have been waiting for their liberator to come through the east gate, through the golden gate, that this man who had done miracles that they had heard about and known and witnessed and seen, who had changed people in their own lives, the people that were chanting and praising, their family members, their friends, maybe they just heard it by rumor, they were all gathered there aware that this one seemed to be fulfilling the promise that had been given to the people of Israel. And here he enters as the Israelite people had expected him to. And yet we enter into what we know of now ends in the cross. And so at the end of these days is the Triduum. Triduum means three. There are 3 days that are actually all one in the Christian calendar, the way in which we look at these, and the liturgies reflect that. So Thursday night, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. Friday, we celebrate the service of Good Friday, and Saturday evening and Saturday day, we celebrate the Easter liturgies. The Easter Vigil begins its own liturgy that ends then with the last Mass. All of this is a great gift to us that we should take in, right? In a time in which it's easy to just say, well, I went to Mass or something, we miss the totality of what it is that's done. I really, really encourage you as you go home to your families and to your parishes that you attend these liturgies to find out in your parish when Holy Thursday Mass of the Lord's Supper is, to find out when Good Friday services, to find out when the Easter, and obviously your family will go to Easter, most likely. But the others, you know, probably not. You might be the one. And I assure you it's worth going to understand what it is that we've been given. Right? To celebrate just one of these doesn't make sense. And after you've begun to allow all of them to imbue you with grace, then to just go to one, I promise you, if you go a few years in a row and then you try only go to one, I promise you, you'll like always have a nagging feeling you're missing something. The church desires this for us. And yes, our lives are all full. We are all busy. We all have other options. But we're all only going to one place. So whatever else we're doing, whatever else we're filling our time with, does it have anything to do with this? It might not be bad, but now is a time the church is saying, this is a week. This is a holy week. This is a week, a time in which he wants to remind us of who we are. His sons and daughters called into a kingdom that will be forever, but has begun right here. As I was thinking about these days and the importance of seeing them in their totality, I was reminded of my father's death. When my father died, he was on hospice inside our home, the same living room that he often made popcorn and gathered all his kids around, and we watched Dukes of Hazzard, or the same living room that we'd wake up early in the morning and it was freezing cold on, so we'd have our coats on, and he'd be trying to get us all going and get us doing stuff, and we'd be eating bowls of cereal, sitting on the coffee table watching Bewitched, Gilligan's Island. Same living room that big, huge portrait of Jesus hung, that we would gather for the rosary. There, his family gathered in the last days of his life. And when he was unable to speak, nearing the end, all of his children, there was 9 of us, and my mom gathered around his bed as the hours were coming to a close. And the pastor, the rector of the cathedral, that's my home, the Cathedral of St. Joseph, the rector of the cathedral came over and just happened to come at a time with Bishop Swain. And so Bishop Swain, the rector of the cathedral, my mom, 9 children, and here my dad is passing. An incredible moment of grace. A beautiful experience that I am so grateful for. Bishop Swain, aware around this bed were 2 priests serving the Diocese of Sioux Falls, very cordially turns to my mother and thanks my mother and my father for giving 2 vocations to the church. And my mother turned on a dime and said, "Bishop, I'll have you know I gave 9 vocations to the church." Bishop and my mom had a relationship. And if you walked into the Rutten home at that time and heard my mom speak to the bishop in that way, you wouldn't understand. But if you knew what came before that moment and you knew what went after that moment, you would see the beautiful relationship that was present there. That in great respect, my mother, a humble nurse, who raised 9 children, could remind the bishop that every vocation is important to God. And yes, we all know when you got 2 priests in the family, we are the ones everyone talks about. After my father passed away, just not long after, my mom had someone fetch a book that sat on my father's desk, dresser drawer, I think all of my life. I never remember this book not being on the top of his dresser. I never saw him read it. To recollect, I don't remember him talking about it ever. But it was his, and it was there. And after his passing, my mom sat in her chair, in which she presided, she reigned over this family. And all of us children sat down in that living room with my deceased father, and she read to us The Velveteen Rabbit. If you were to have walked into my house in that moment, you might think this is rather strange. Do you all realize there's a dead man over in the corner? What are you doing reading a children's book? But if you had been a part of the relationships in my life, in my dad's family before, and if you continued after and realized that now this book is important to me, and a desire to understand my father more because I realize how important this was to him, then this moment would make sense. We are given a Holy Week. It begins today, and it ends on Sunday. But there are multiple moments of God's mercy in between. And all together, they help us understand who we are. I encourage you to participate in the great liturgies that the church gives us this week. I encourage you, when you go to them, to say a simple prayer and to ask the God who created you uniquely and individually and has a plan for your life to help you experience that you too are loved by him. And I assure you, if you do these things, on Easter morning when you go, you will have an experience of understanding very deeply how a death brings so much life to this world. But it won't be a life just for everybody else. It will be a life that you will be filled with.